I always like to start with something fun. So let's do a little trivia. Okay, let's talk about eBay. How many active users does eBay have right now? Are you ready? 162 million active users worldwide. They have over 800 million items for sale on the site at any given moment. It's tremendous. It's huge. But it wasn't always this big. eBay grew from one man's idea. His name was Pierre Admire, and he began eBay as a favor to his girlfriend. She wanted to sell like Pez dispensers or something weird like that. But what was the very first thing that was sold on eBay back in 1995? The very first thing. Was it A, a computer mouse, a B, a Back to the Future t-shirt? Was it C, a broken laser pointer, or was it D, a 1985 Brett Saberhanger baseball kite? Okay, so was it a computer mouse, a Back to the Future t-shirt, a broken laser pointer, or a 1985 baseball card? What do you think it was? Okay. Well, hey, if you said broken laser pointer, you would be correct. A guy by the name of Mark Fraser was the buyer of Pierre's broken laser pointer for sale on the site. I actually watched a video about it because Mark said he always wanted a laser pointer, but it was like $100. And his boss said, there's no way we're going to buy you a $100 laser pointer. So he went on eBay, first thing they ever sold, and Mark paid $14.83 for the broken laser pointer. And he says he's kind of like an electronics junkie and a geek, and he fixed it, and he still has it to this day. See, a little fun fact that you're going to be able to take with you from now and forever, because after all, that's what you expect from the nation's largest show about all things digital. It's your most trusted source, of course. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. All you have to do is just say, search for Kim Komando. And you can also find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, 24/7 with 3 months of full archives over at getkim.com. Because after all, I'm Kim Komando, America's digital pro. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. I'm sure you have at least 1 to 12 questions I can lend a hand to. And just a quick reminder is that if you're too shy to come on a national radio show and podcast with, I don't know, millions and millions of people listening, and you don't want to embarrass yourself that way, well, you can always just send me your question via email. That's the best way to do it. I know you like to leave me your questions all over social media, but the best place for you to actually get them to me so I see them is head over to komando.com. And in the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. All right, let's start with five things you need to know that's about tech that's happening right now. And we're going to go to the fine city in the fine city of San Francisco in the state of California. Now, no sooner had San Francisco gotten rid of one DA who released repeat felons back into the street early and allowed a crime surge of more than 50%. Well, you have to listen to this. The new DA wants to give the power to the police to seize video from your Ring doorbell and other security cameras that are protecting your home anytime that they want. It's true. San Francisco's new DA wants her police department to tap into privately owned security cameras, including Ring video doorbells, to monitor in real time, without notice to you, what you and everyone around you is doing, all in the name of public safety, of course. Now, let's cut through the lie and say exactly what it is. A government that wants to take your private property to watch and record your every move, clearly violating what? Your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights. Read the Constitution, folks, in San Francisco. Yes. Now, in order to get all that security camera footage, I just wonder how the police are going to be able to do that. I mean, they're just going to knock on your door and say, hey, how are you? We're here. We just want your username and password. Or will they do something on an Amazon level and just ask for all the credentials for all the Ring doorbells in the area, and then Amazon will just give it to them for easy and free access? Is that what they'd be doing? We're going to find out. Number two in our list of five things in my day, it was alcohol and bad judgment. That's how we met people. A curious thing is happening in the world of online dating. More and more often, both parties agree that, especially on the first date, there will be no alcohol drinking at all. It's called sober dating. And even more surprising, 18 to 24-year-olds are actually leading the way. The Wall Street Journal reported about this, that a third on the dating app Hinge say they prefer completely sober dates. On Tinder, mentions of the word sober increased by 50% over the past 2 years. So in place of bars and drinks, mentions of coffee, the beach picnics are popping up. And coming out of the lockdown, some daters say they just want more of an authentic connection, if a connection is, to be made at all. So for online daters, the universal thought is this. We're going to share the experience, not the bottle. Yes. You want your date full of yeses and not booze. Booze, get it? Like yes and oh, okay, sorry about that. All right, number three on our list, Netflix and Chill, is now Netflix and Swill. What's going on? Netflix is doing its best to spin this news of yet a loss of another 970,000 subscribers during the spring. Wow. In addition to the 200,000 they lost the past winter. But the truth is, Netflix is in serious trouble. Okay, over a million paying subscribers just poof, gone. And many of the cancellations they say were long-term subscribers. And where did they go? Well, they just went to other streaming services. So if you also share a Netflix account with a family member at another address, this is how they're going to be making some money, is that you'll be charged a $3 monthly sharing fee. And they're also adding a low-cost service that includes commercials that you can't bypass. Wow. Aren't we going like full circle here? Just kind of saying we didn't have commercials. Now we have commercials. We hated commercials, but they're back. If none of this works, Netflix say that they are going to have to turn this subscriber hemorrhage around this summer. I don't know if a price reduction is really going to help. And by the way, Netflix also stated that new streaming platform that includes advertising and commercials, it's not going to include all the shows that are on Netflix right now. I wonder how that's going to work out for them. Number four on our list, Gen Zers say, Google Maps, what is that? And why would we want to use it? New research is out this past week that if you're under the age of 24, you're probably not using Google Maps to find local restaurants, theaters, nightclubs. And that's really, really bad news for Google. So if Gen Z is not using Google Maps, what are they using to get recommendations? Yes, they're using Instagram. They're looking up recommendations there for the best restaurants, venues, clubs, hotels, you name it. And Instagram has a brand new update that's going to make it a lot easier to find these local businesses on a map that shows any posts about that business. And there are a few ways to get to this map. If someone tags a place in a post or story, you can tap on that tag and then see the selected location, go to the locations page. But, you know, here's the question, though. What is Google going to do to attract the Gen Zers that have grown up on Snapchat, TikTok, and Instagram? How will they bring them to Google Maps? I mean, we just talked about how Netflix is losing subscribers, and now we see Google Maps suffering. As I've always said, if you don't innovate, you will evaporate. And finally, coming in at number five, the Cybertruck is coming. Yes, do you remember the Cybertruck, Elon Musk? It says that it's actually going to be here. And before I tell you when, even though truck is in the name of it, it looks really nothing like a truck. It looks more like an armored transport with more angles than a geometry class, I swear. And again, different always isn't always a bad thing. I mean, I'm all for being different. But I don't know. When I first saw the Cybertruck, I thought to myself, geez, it looks like something Ian drew when he was like 4 years old. But anyway, about the Cybertruck, it has an EV range of about 500 miles, and its starting price is $50,000. Now, no matter how awful the thing looks, there have been more than 1 million reservations for this thing. And I will raise my hand right now and say that I actually have a reservation for the Cybertruck, just like I do for the Ford 150. Now, reservations are not orders. People paid $100, like I did, to reserve one before it's actually released. So Elon is still trying to convince everyone that the Cybertruck is just so much better than the Ford 150, the most popular truck in the U.S., and that's a really tough call. So when will the Cybertruck actually hit the streets? Elon Musk says it's going to be next year or in 2023. He doesn't say when in the year, just sometime next year. But, you know, I get the Cybertruck. I mean, a lot of people are haters online and a lot of sarcasm, me included, against the Cybertruck. But seriously, when you look at this thing, if you slap a minigun on its back, totally you. It's Halo in real life. It actually is. All right, coming up in this jam-packed hours, I'd like to say, we're going to talk about how you can hear your TV at whatever volume you want so there's no more yelling around in the house. We're going to tell you you can trap someone who is using images without your permission. We have five ways to think like a hacker to protect your money. We're going to talk about how you can turn your speakers into an intercom system. And we also have five signs that your phone is being tapped. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's a lot. Plus, we have all of your great phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'd love to hear from you. 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder that if you're not already getting our newsletters, just sign up. You're going to love them. Go to komando.com/subscribe. We have Windows, Apple, Android, tips, breaking news, security alerts, all kinds of great stuff. That's komando.com/subscribe. And how about we start with Julia in Overland Park, Kansas? Hello there, Julia.
Well, hi there, Kim. What a pleasure to speak with you. So,
thank you.
I think my question is very quick. It'll be a simple answer, and I hope it'll help a lot of other people. So, I'm a piano teacher. I have about 40 students, and I often, well, not often, but I frequently have occasion to blast out a group text to a lot of people. But I would like to be able to have an app that will do what BCC does in email so that everybody's not scrolling through all the replies that everyone's sending back. I did locate several such apps, but I'm so paranoid now about downloading things that I don't know what I can trust.
And so, you're right. Yeah. I mean, you have to be careful. So, like, when you want to send out a text, is it like, play the piano now, practice, do that?
No. This would be, I'll give you a real example, actually. I just got COVID 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
and
gosh,
when I tested positive, I blasted out a text to everybody, you know, I just tested positive, blah, blah. But then what happens is all these people
start reporting. And everybody's going, everybody's like, I hope you feel better and everything's great. And then people get annoyed and they're like, take me off this. I'll tell you something about piano. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something since you're a piano teacher. So I took piano lessons from the time I was probably 8 to 10. Okay. And every week I'd go walk down the street because that's, you know, that time you could let your kids walk around the neighborhood, right? And so I'd go walk down the street. Yes. And then go my piano lesson and then walk home. And so after about 2 years, my father comes to me and he says, you know, Kim, maybe this is not the thing for you because you're really not getting any better. And I said, you know what? You're right. And I have to come clean about this. And my dad's like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I said, well, remember like you'd give me like money to pay the piano teacher? Well, I saved all that money and I'd go to the candy store every once in a while. But I still have like, I have like $500. My father's like, all right, I'm glad you. So those were my piano. All right. So you mentioned BCC. Here's what a lot of people don't know is that you can actually email people to their cell phones. And the reply will come back to your email. So
I actually did know that, but I hadn't thought of it in this context before.
So you can, and if you don't know their carrier, it's freecarrierlookup.com. And that will tell you anybody's carrier. And then just put everybody's phone number with that in the BCC field. And then any reply will come right back to your email. Okay. So this way you don't have to download anything. You don't have to set anything up. You don't have that many people. You only have 40 students. Okay.
But it's more people than that because I've got, you know, like both parents and sometimes.
All right. Well, you know, then you.
Yeah.
So if you want to do look at an app, there's one like Text Magic. You know, it's going to cost you a subscription fees, you know, anywhere between $4 and $20 a month. And you want to stay away from any of the apps that you're going to ask them to, just like we do with Dr. Marty, that you're going to text Kim to 511-511 to you know, get that coupon and good stuff like that. So then you're going to have to get the QR code. And it just becomes a little bit of a hassle. Now, there is an app that I know that you mentioned it in your email because you also emailed me called Hit 'Em Up. I checked it out. That looks like it's really a great app. It has fabulous reviews. I've never used it myself, but I would feel comfortable saying if you wanted to try that out. So you might want, again, just want to email them in the BCC field. Don't know the carrier, just for everybody who's listening. But, Julie, sounds like you know this. It's over at freecarrierlookup.com. And in case you wanted to try Hit Me Up, that's also an option as well. And thank you for keeping piano all in our children's lives and adults as well. Let's see. Let's talk about LinkedIn.com, because if you are a job seeker, you should be using LinkedIn. And if you're looking for the right employees, you should also be using LinkedIn, because every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn. You can post a job for free and find qualified candidates your business needs quickly with LinkedIn Jobs at LinkedIn.com/Kim. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, we got more of your phone calls and more tips coming up you don't want to miss. All right. If you're ever wondering about whether an image that you see online is legit or not, you know how to do it. You know how to what to do. You just go to Google image search and do a reverse image search. Just upload the picture and then you see where else it appears on the internet. But what if you're a photographer, you're an artist who wants to know the instant that someone uses your work and violates your copyrights? Okay. You know, and just reminds me, the calls to the show normally go something like this. I met a woman online. She's gorgeous. She needs my money. Should I send her the money? And I always tell the guy to upload her image over at Google Image Search. And, you know, 10 times out of 10, I'm just telling you, I'm sorry, guys, that you're probably getting scammed. But if you're a photographer or artist, you need something made to actually track your work. Here's where the site Pixie comes into play. You can track up to 2,000 of your images, and they'll alert you the moment that someone uses one. And they're going to help with takedown notices, too. That website is Pixie. It's going to cost you, but, you know, if your images are your business, then you have to really, truly protect your investment. And, you know, some people are saying that photographers are truly less skilled today than they used to be in the past. But you could just say that, you know, maybe they're just developing. Moments away from five ways to think like a hacker to protect your money. And let's see, how about Casey in Logan, Utah? Hi, Casey.
Hey, how are you, Kim?
I'm good. I'm good. What's going on?
The questions, questions. The first one is my VR headset. It was an Oculus One, recently died. I'm wondering, is there a headset that exists that will run through my computer while still being as free motion and wireless as the Oculus?
So did you like the Oculus?
It lasted me great for the last 3 years.
Oh, that's
years,
a long time.
I don't know.
That's great. How old are you, Casey?
I'm 14.
That's awesome. And so what was your favorite game? What did you do? What was the favorite thing with the Oculus headset?
It's a game called Gun Raiders. It basically running around shooting people.
Okay. All right. Just make sure I get it. All right. It's a VR game. You know, it's a VR game.
Yeah.
All right. So this little boy, the little sucker died. So what we're going to do is the Oculus Quest 2. As a matter of fact, I bought that for my husband. It works in standalone mode without the PC, and then it can be hardwired to a computer. And if you've got decent Wi-Fi, then maybe you could do that with the Oculus Quest 2. And, you know, don't forget, like, you know, you can always use a USB-C cable if you wanted to hardwire a headset to your computer, too. But the problem with that is that when you're looking at Wi-Fi is that sometimes there's lag. And there's nothing worse than lag in a VR game, right? You're like, okay, I'm here, okay? But then other people show up late to the game. So it makes the game
– my Wi-Fi is historically terrible.
Yeah, well – you know, is it – how old is it, the router that you guys got?
1 year is what my mom says.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. Is it a mesh?
I have no idea. What kind of router is it? Is it a mesh?
No,
it is not.
All right. Well, and how big is the house?
We're trying to get Starlink. Did you just ask for the second question?
Yeah. How big is your house?
How big is our house?
1,200 square feet.
1,200 square feet.
Well, you know what? You should be okay with just a router. Just make sure that you put it, make sure all the antennas are pointing not towards the garage and toward the street. Make sure that all those antennas are pointing to the house. And, you know, your mom just mentioned Starlink. Starlink's pretty darn good. So that might be a nice solution for you guys, too. Starlink, for everybody who doesn't know, that's where all the satellites that Elon Musk is putting up in the sky. As a matter of fact, this morning, about 10:30, Casey, I saw a rocket launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base. And going up was a Starlink rocket with 50 Starlink satellites on it. So I thought that was
Starlink
like
payload.
Yeah, I thought it was so cool. It was really wonderful to see that. So, and Starlink is like $110 a month, in case you know everybody's interested in that. But so, in answer to your question, and thank you for your call, is that the Oculus Quest 2 works in standalone mode without the PC. It can be hardwired to a computer, even on a pretty bad Wi-Fi connection. I bet you it's going to be a lot better. Because the thing about technology, Casey, and thank you so much for your call today. Say hi to your mom for me as well. Is that the technology changes dramatically. It has over 3 years. It's just – it's the jump from when we went, say, from just a standard flip phone to suddenly we ever had an iPhone. You're going to really, really dig it, Casey. And thank you again. Thank you for your call. It's time now for our DIY security tip. And every week we put one of these together for you. And this week it's brought to you by Total AV. Hackers are desperate to plant malware on your computer, your phone, or tablet. Let me tell you, they just have a ton of tricks to do it. Websites that spoof legitimate ones, an innocent-looking link in your email, or a fake text pretending to come from your bank. It's all there. Your best defense against viruses, keyloggers, and malware, you need a solid, right, a good security suite. And you want to know my top pick? Hands down, it's Total AV's industry-leading security suite. Here's the reason why. It's so easy to use. And it just offers the best protection in the business. In fact, it has received the renowned VB100 Award for detecting more than 99% of malware samples for the last 3 years in a row. And this protection plan covers up to five of your loved one's devices, all under a single plan. Now, also, this is fabulous. Whether you're a Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android device, you're using one of those, just install the easy-to-use app and you're protected. Plus, I've negotiated an exclusive introductory discount just for you. You're not going to find this price better any place else. Go ahead. Try to look online. You're not going to find it. Right now, you get the first year of Total AV for only $19, but you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. That's over 85% off the regular annual price. You want to go to protectwithkim.com. Once again, that's protectwithkim.com. All right. We put together five ways to think like a hacker so that this way you're going to know how to protect your money. Because it's always so hard to protect yourself from cybercrime, right? But here's how a hacker thinks. Number one, I'm going to get you through your family. So I'm going to get you through your family. Maybe it comes to sharing logins. Somebody in the family shares a login. Maybe your grandkids or somebody's using a connected device. Or maybe it's something like you're sitting there and you get a voicemail and it's a deep fake of maybe your grandchild saying, you know, grandma, grandpa, I'm stuck and I need $500. Can you send it to me now? And you're like, oh, gosh, it sure sounds like little Sally and Johnny, but it's not. I'm going to get to you through your old accounts. Remember your AOL password? I know. Me neither. Your Yahoo account, your MySpace account. They're going to try to fire up an old email account to get some action. Number three on our list is, if you think like a hacker, I'm going to get to you through your old devices. You know, some of these devices that you've had for a long time are just no longer secure, like a first-generation Amazon Echo. And maybe you haven't updated your router for 10 years, okay? Maybe you have an old router. Doesn't get any more updates. I'm going to get to you through Wi-Fi. Yes, crooks use public Wi-Fi to spy on you. They create these honeypot networks, these false networks, and you think you're signing into something, but you're not. And finally, I'm going to get to you through social media. And when you start sharing things about your new watch, you're going on vacation, whatever it may be, then they're starting to take notice. So we also have some tips on how to stay safe. Like, you know, you're going to set up two-factor authentication. Please just do that on all your accounts. It's the least you can do. Keep all your operating systems, your apps, your devices updated, especially your routers and your modems. Never click on a link or attachment, unsolicited email, text message. Password managers are actually pretty darn good. You also want to use a VPN. And, of course, our pick is ExpressVPN. We've used them for years. And also I recommend Total AV because you do need to have some internet security software. So for links to all of these, and you want to share this with your family members and friends, head over to komando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, just click the link at the top that says Kim's Show, and bingo, bango, you'll have it right there in front of you. All right. As a special thank you for all of our listeners here for the radio show and our podcast, we put together some free guides. And it's where you can go beyond the basics with secrets to master your Windows PC or Mac. These are some hidden tricks and handy features that you're not going to find in a user manual because, let's just face it, there are no more user manuals. You know, we just learn by doing. And there are search tricks. We have keyboard shortcuts. We have photo editing tips, messaging shortcuts, how to manage your photos. And then we have a list of handy free downloads that don't have malware for your Windows-based PC or your Mac. So where do you get the free guides? Really simple, commando.com/free guides. Once again, that's commando.com/free guides. As promised, I have a little tip I want to pass along before we go back to all of your phone calls. Is that, do you remember when only expensive homes had this intercom in every room so you could talk to each other and, you know, tell everybody dinner's ready or, you know, let's all meet at the pool? Well, now we have these $20 Amazon Echo Dot speakers, and they have a feature called drop-in and turns devices into an intercom. So you could say, Alexa, drop in on the garage Echo Dot where maybe your husband or wife is doing some work. You could have your Amazon Echo speaker connected to the kitchen so you could ask your spouse, you know, do you need any help for dinner with dinner? There's also a really great command. So you can make an announcement to all the Echo devices in your house. You can just say, Alexa, drop in on all the devices. And you can say, dinner's ready. We're leaving for church in 5 minutes, whatever it may be. Now, this all sounds like fun, but just remember that that listening goes both ways. So I want to make sure that you get in those privacy settings and you make sure that, you know, the Amazon Echoes are locked down. So nobody can get all your recordings, and you can delete your recordings so Amazon doesn't get them and good things like that. All right, Doug in Washington, D.C. Hi there, Doug.
Hello, Kim.
Welcome.
By the way, I use ExpressVPN, and I just joined the Commando community.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. I appreciate that, Doug.
You have to see my profile page. I'm kind of proud at how it turned out.
I'll look at it. I'll absolutely look at that. Thank you for supporting the show. So how can I help you out today, sir?
I have two questions about my website. I have a site which should appeal to thousands, maybe millions of people worldwide. It's called catnewsheadlines.com. Cat News Headlines is a 64-page cat encyclopedia covering diet, health, behavior, and many more cat subjects like cat food reviews, a cat lover's library, and a music for cats page.
You sent me an email. I visited your website. I looked at it myself.
Oh, great.
I did. You got a lot of stuff going on there.
You bet. The problem is nobody knows the site exists. Until now, I thought visitor growth would just naturally flow out of or follow good content development. But I think I'm wrong.
Here's the problem, Doug. You know me. I'm always going to be honest with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm from New Jersey. We don't know. Sometimes we don't have a filter. Okay. Is that if you want this site to appeal to a lot of people, is that you need to redevelop the site. Because
okay.
your design is kind of stuck in the early 2000s.
Because I'm stuck in the early 2000s.
Okay. Well, we got to get you up to date, buddy. We do. And we have to make sure that the pages are also responsive, because about half of your visitors are going to come from tablets and phones too. And it's not responsive. It doesn't work really that well on a phone or tablet. And so you have all this wonderful content, but you're not adhering to today's standards. And so when Google or anybody else indexes the site, they kind of brush over it because it's like, oh, well, we don't want people to go there because it's not very good. Even though the content's good, it's not laid out in a way that is the way that it should be done in today's times. So
okay.
you have a couple of options. Okay. Your first option is that you can hire somebody to do all this, and it'll probably cost you anywhere about $5,000 to $10,000. Just basic. We're not going crazy. We're just going to do like a basic design using templates, and you can find a web developer who can find a template online to use. And the templates are anywhere from some are free, some are $100, $200, and then they just fill in the blanks. And these are for some basic websites. So just like, remember, we would have resume templates. Now there's templates that you can use to create websites. Okay.
The problem is I'm a senior living on a fixed income, so I can't afford an SEO expert or a template or anything.
We're not going to get into SEO yet. We're just talking about building the site, and then we can talk about SEO later. Okay. Or what you can do is you can seriously just look at your site and find out what are the and say these are the top five things that I want people to see, and then you can do your own template. And I'm not talking about you creating a template. I'm talking mm-hmm. about where you go to Wix, Squarespace, or Weebly.com, and then you sign up. It probably could cost you anywhere from $10 to $25 a month. And then you start porting over that content. You start moving the content over to using a good template that we know that will be – this is one of the benefits of signing up and using a website development website that will help you is that they have already tested all their forms, Doug, and all their templates so that if you're on a Samsung, it's going to look great. If you're on an iPhone, it's going to look great. If you're on an Android, perfect. You're on a Windows PC, Windows 7 is going to look great, Windows 11. So you get my drift. So it's everything's just going to kind of – everything's just all going to kind of work. And then the templates also have what Google needs to make sure that your site is really good. It's going to have the robots.txt file already there. It's going to have contact information because that's one of the things that Google looks at to see if your site is legit, that if it has about us and how to contact us. You're going to put your social media stuff on, your logos on the bottom or on the top. And so everything is all there for you. So you're not going to be stuck saying, oh, I have to learn how to build a website. No, not anymore. Those days, thankfully, gosh, are long gone. And I shouldn't even say thankfully because I actually wrote a book, Creating Web Pages for Dummies. Do you remember the For Dummies series? Many, many moons ago, I wrote that book. And that is just not even necessary. Intel, knowledge anymore. So let me put together some tips for you, okay, Doug, and some websites. And if I have time, I'll go get some templates for you as well because we want to get that website noticed so that this way maybe you can start making some extra money with that. You also want to start building your social media presence as well because more people are likely to find you there too and before they actually hit the website. Okay, have you ever wondered if your phone is tapped, that someone's listening to your call, seeing your text messages, photos, and everywhere you go? Well, let's start with your phone's battery. If it's draining faster than usual, hot to the touch, your phone could be tapped. Number two, your data usage skyrockets, but you're not using a bunch of apps or watching videos. Three, you start seeing strange things. Maybe it's pop-up ads. An app appears that you didn't download. You get some weird text messages full of numbers or letters. Number four on our list, your phone just starts lagging. It's taking slower to open apps, videos, and email. And finally, number five, websites look different on your phone. Logos are pixelated. They're stretched. And if your phone is tapped, what can you do? Well, you're going to back up all your important data. And then here's the key to a complete factory reset. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, I always like to start with something interesting. In case you didn't hear, IMDb is now Freevee. Yes, and you probably forgot all about the Internet Movie Database. It's been there forever, but it's actually owned by Amazon. You can watch shows and movies. Well, there are commercials, about the same number in standard network TV shows. And now Amazon has the streaming services covered. I mean, think about it. Amazon Prime has no commercials. Freevee has commercials, and Freevee shows you ratings. But just be careful of any movies that you see rated. Yes, this is important. 3.14, because that movie could be pirated. Yes, get it, pirated. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of America's most trusted source about all things digital. We're the biggest tech show in the universe. That's right. And it's called The Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's digital pro, Kim Komando. Let's see how that works. And you can find us on over 425 top stations across the country. And, of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for Komando with a K to find us. And of course, we're streaming as a podcast, a webcast, commercial free, and you get 3 months worth of archives and all kinds of good stuff like that over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, who are protecting our great nation as I speak and listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions I can lend a hand to. That's right. Our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this hour with five things you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date, make a difference in how you use your devices, what you buy, what you spend your money on, good stuff like that. We will begin with all things Apple. Now, if you have any type of an Apple device, an iPhone, an iPod, an iPad, a MacBook, an iMac, a watch, an Apple TV. You need to listen up. Because everything, I'm talking about every single thing, recently got a major update. The updates include a bunch of security patches to fix scary hackable things. And Apple, unlike Microsoft, they don't come out and say everything that's fixed. But just on your phone, your iPad, your MacBooks, your Mac, your iPad, and your Apple TV, just make sure that you get all the updates. Now, for your Apple Watch and television, they should automatically update. But if not, you'll have to do that manually. And with so many people getting the updates, it may not be readily available to you. So if it says it's not available to you, just give it an hour or so and then try again, and it should be there. And you know what they say. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, because no one can afford an iPhone and medical insurance. All right, number two on our list of five things is this new Snapchat update you need to know about. Now, I know you've heard of Snapchat, but I'm not sure you realize how big it is. So here are some fun facts about Snapchat. They have 5,700 employees. They have 90 million users. 5 billion, wow, snaps are created every single day. And their annual revenues in excess of $5 billion. So it's a pretty major organization. And if your kids are using it, there's been an update that you need to know about. So let's say the kids are acting up and you tell them, hey, you better knock it off or I'm going to take Snapchat away. They don't. So ultimately, you have to say, okay, give me your phone. You're not on Snapchat for at least the next week. And instead of them whining, they say to you, hey, mom and dad, no problem. I completely understand, because I behaved horribly. Oh, you are so right to take my phone and to take Snapchat away. So then you think to yourself, wow, little Johnny, little Janie, oh, they're just growing up and they're going to be mature, self-sustaining adults someday. I just know it. But what you don't know is they know that they can use Snapchat on the web. That's right. Snapchat's messaging and video chat features are no longer limited to just the app. More than a decade after the Snapchat app first hit the scene, the company now has Snapchat for web. So now when you take away Snapchat on their phones, you also have to consider taking access away from the web. So this way, they can't get on Snapchat on the web. Number three in our list of five, Google Photos now shows how much storage space all your photos are taking. I'm not sure if you remember, but I did warn you about this. That this past June 1st, Google ended its free unlimited storage for photos. And if you need more space for your photos, you now have to pay $2 a month for 100 gigs of space or $10 a month for 2 terabytes. Not terribly bad. Now, there is a little exception. I'm not going to get into the weeds, but if you upload photos directly from a Google Pixel phone, you probably have more photo storage that way. Well, Google made a little but important change to photos. There's now a new category called backup. Now, this is going to show you whether or not your photo is being saved in its original high-quality state or in a compressed state that they call storage saver. So now you can manage your photo storage better when you're using Google Photos. Now, for some weird reason, this option is only available when you're using Google Photos on the web. It's not available on the iOS or Android app. And it is rolling out, so you might not have it on your couch quite yet, but it'll get there. Number four on our list, this is an incredible story. It's a cutthroat job market, so you have to get creative. In certain industries, it's a very, very competitive job market. And it's not uncommon for some employers to offer signing bonuses, maybe some extra vacation time, some fancy lunches and dinners that the companies are recruiting for top talent. But I thought this was so interesting to me that the billion-dollar fund by the name of Liquidity Group is using the website Cameo to encourage applicants to work for them. Now, if you're not familiar with Cameo, it's a place where you can go to pay celebrities money for them to record a custom 2 to maybe 5 minute video, and then they send it to you. It's pretty common to be used like for birthday parties and things like that. So this billion-dollar finance company has hired, listen to this, Newman from Seinfeld, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, Vito from The Sopranos, Tiger King's Carol Baskin, to talk to potential hires, do a video calling these folks by their first names and telling them what a great idea it would be for them to work for Liquidity Group. They also are using Kevin from The Office, Stewie from Succession, and Kermit the Frog. Now, how much do you think this costs? It's really not that expensive. Cameo message from Baskin are about $250 each. Kevin is $185. Newman costs $330. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak is $600. Now, Kermit the Frog, he's a couple of $100 too, and I bet he gave a riveting performance. Thank you, finally. And finally, this coming in at number 5, new bag tags are coming. Yes, finally for travelers. It's so annoying when you go to check your baggage at the airport, isn't it? You have to wait in line with your bag. You make sure that your name is on the tag. You're normally like you're scribbling it on that paper tag that they give you. And of course, most importantly, it's not overweight. And when you finally get to the ticket counter to check your bag, it's always a smart idea to make sure that you check the bag tag to make sure that it's really going to whatever destination that you're heading to. So hoping to end these frustrations forever is a new bag tag that's electronic. Rather than you having to wait in line to check your bag and the airline needing to print a luggage tag for each and every bag, you're going to be able to set up an electronic bag tag at home when you're checking into your flight using the airline's mobile app. And when you get to the airport, there'll be a self-service bag drop, and you just leave your luggage there. Now, they say this is going to cut down the amount of time spent checking luggage in at the airport by around 40%. Well, here in the United States, Alaska Airlines is going to be rolling out these electronic bag tags, and they're going to be giving away 2,500 of them to get started. But it's already being used outside the United States by airlines like China Southern, Lufthansa, and Swiss. It's interesting to me, I guess, because I am a geek, that the electronic bag tag is batteryless, so it never needs to be recharged. United Airlines says they're going to be rolling out these bag tags, and in pure United Airlines fashion, Mileage Plus members will have to buy them, even though it saves the airlines a ton of money. So many failed American airline jokes, they just don't get off the ground. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be playing the dinner show at 8. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And hey, just a quick reminder, it's a limited time offer. So make sure that you go claim your free Windows or Mac guide today while you're thinking about it. Just head over to commando.com/free guides. It's our way of making your tech know-how, just bringing it up just a few levels. These are tips, tricks, and secrets that, you know, you're not going to find anywhere else. And so head over to commando.com/free guides. That's commando.com/free guides. Moments away from how to send self-destructing email. I need like some 007 theme music for that. And how about we have, let's see, Joseph in San Diego, California. Hi there, Joseph.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
The question I have is my cousin has a smart tag, and I took it as an experiment, and he was able to track me everywhere. So is there a way to find out if someone puts that on me or secretly or hide it? Is there a way to track it?
What kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
Okay. Let's talk about trackers, and then everybody's on the same page. Okay, Joseph? So we have these little trackers, tile trackers, Apple AirTags. Samsung has their own smart tags, Galaxy smart tags. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is that you can put them on things, right? You can put them on – I have one on my bike. I have them on my keychains. I have one in my car. Okay. I have one on my golden retriever, as a matter of fact, Apple AirTag.
And so
when you need to find something, it's really fabulous technology is you just go onto your phone, you say, find my, and then you can make that tag make a sound. You can get really directions, just like turn to the left by a foot, move forward, whatever it may be. And it really does precision tracking. And the tracking is using a technology called UWB or ultra wide band. And it will triangulate and use other devices to figure out where you're located, okay? Or use Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. I mean, these are really, really powerful little trackers. If you're on AirTags, you probably get a warning that there's an unknown AirTag owned by somebody else, and you'll get that warning on your phone, and you're like, oh, okay, well, what the heck is that? If you're on Android, there's an Apple AirTag, is that you have to get the app from the Google Play Store. And then it takes 10 minutes to scan to try to find that AirTag. Okay. Tile has their own way to do it. And you just found out that the Samsung Galaxy Smart Tag does basically the same thing. But here's the deal, is that it won't show you on an iPhone if you have the AirTag.
Right. I tried that.
Yes. It's just, even though the Samsung app works on an iPhone, it's still not going to show you that tag.
No.
So the question is, and this is a major problem, because imagine, Joseph, you were just doing an experiment with your cousin. Imagine if you were in a domestic violence relationship, or some weirdo that you met is trying to stalk you. And you can slip these things because they're so small. There was a recent case where they were found inside, a woman found like five tapped underneath the side of her, underneath her car. And she had no idea that they were even there, five of them. There was one, a police detective found one in his muffler. You know, it's like, okay.
Wow.
And that's the problem right now, is that we have these separate and distinct ecosystems, and I'm really glad that you called, because a lot of people don't realize this, that they're not going to get a message. It's just going to be there secretly tracking everywhere you go, no matter where you go. It's just going to be there. So one of the things that I haven't had time to do it, but I'm going to look up. I want to see, Joseph, if there's got to be some type of special RF detector that you could buy and other people could buy that would be able to identify if some signal, a UWB signal, was being put forth. There's got to be something. I haven't had a chance to do it myself. Because it is. It's frightening, isn't it?
I couldn't find any. Yeah.
Did you find
it? Very frightening, because he would text me everything. I would tell him, okay, where am I? And he would text me, and I'm within a few feet of where he's saying I am. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's...
I did research. I found nothing.
Yeah, the only thing you could do is just find, you know, if you wanted to, if you are being stalked, right? So what do you have to do?
Right.
You have to have an iPhone, okay? So this way you know if an AirTag is. And you have to have a cheap Samsung Galaxy phone, so that this way that'll alert you, okay? But
right.
Then we need...
Carry two phones.
Yeah, yes. Maybe even three phones, because what about the tile tracker? You know, how do we make sure that we have that covered? So, you know, let me do this. Let me look around, and I'm so lucky, so blessed, Joseph. I have two IT geniuses on my staff. Okay, so
cool.
I'm gonna tap into both Jeremy and John to see if they can help us all locate some type of RFID tracker that can get this out. Because I'm so glad you called. It really brings up a major security problem. And if you know anybody who's in a bad relationship, something like where they might be hurt by something like this, and especially, you know, college kids need to know about this stuff too, is that you definitely want to bring this to their attention, because it's the technology is really – it's there, and it's out of hand right now. There's just no controls around it. Very frightening stuff. Okay, it's time now for Brand New or Not True, and this week it's brought to you by Epson. I know you guys and gals trust me to give you the straight scoop, especially when it comes to tech decisions that really impact your everyday life. So we need to talk about some huge news. The era of the ink cartridge conniption, it's finally over. Yes. Those are those panicked freakouts that happen when you're printing and your ink cartridges, they just run out of ink at the worst possible time. And the next thing you know, you're losing it and you're shaking your fist in the air saying, oh, darn it. Yeah. I used to do that. I don't do it anymore because I have the Epson EcoTank cartridge-free printer. This printer uses big ink tanks and comes with just a ridiculous amount of ink, so you can kiss those small, expensive ink cartridges goodbye already. With the Epson EcoTank, you just fill and chill. And I'm always looking for tech updates that will make your life easier, and this one's at the top of my list because there's nothing worse and more inconvenient than outdated printing. So switch to the Epson EcoTank printer. Pick up your EcoTank at Sam's Club, Target, Walmart, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. That's Epson.com/EcoTankKim. And it is time for America's favorite radio game show sensation, where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? I came up with this game show myself. Literally thousands of new gadgets and apps are released in the tech universe. seems like every other week, right? But when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a very, very special guest contestant, three gadgets in the tech world. Now, two are fake and one is true. And you'll notice that no product names are given because I don't want you to cheat. I don't want you to like Google a product name and go, oh, yeah, that's it. I got it. I knew it. That's like Googling like today's Wordle answer, which I actually did the other day because it was a word I had no idea. I've never even seen this word in my entire life. Anyway, back to Brand New or Not True. So two products are fake. I've completely made them up. And one is absolutely true. So it's up to you to pick the true product. And if you win, as our very special contestant, you get people love this, clamoring for it, an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. And our special contestant this week is Dee from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hello there, Dee.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. So what do you do there in Knoxville?
Anything I want.
Excellent. You're my idol, my inspiration.
Semi-retired.
That's good. You're my inspiration. Although, you know what? I don't know if I can ever retire because I really like what I do. You know, I'm like, what would I do all day? I guess I could figure out. I guess you figure it out. All right. So now you know two products are fake and one is real. Are you ready to play?
Yes. I'm nervous because I'm not a techie person.
Oh, well, just go with your gut. Just go with your gut. All right.
I'll try.
Okay. Product number one. Have you ever watered your lawn while it's raining? Yeah, I have. It's super annoying and wasteful of our precious water when the sprinklers go off. So we have some basic smart sprinkler controllers now that you can set schedules and will automatically adjust on seasons and rainfall. But this isn't your average 8-zone sprinkler system. This is a smart sprinkler that doubles as a Wi-Fi extender. So it will improve your outdoor internet reception. So those smart lights that are too far away from the Wi-Fi, they will actually work on the driveway. Now, once you replace your existing irrigation controller, you connect it to your home network through the app, and then you test each zone. Then you can enable a feature that will make the irrigation controller a network repeater that can expand your network up to 200 feet. My network, my neighbor could actually use this. He's one of these guys that leaves his sprinkler running constantly, sometimes days at a time. It's so irrigating. Get it? Irritating. I know, that was a bad one. $169. Okay, product number two. This one's really geared towards the older folks or people with hearing problems who don't always realize that their smartphone is ringing, especially if it's on silent. This new mid-sized table lamp with a simple base has one added piece of tech. It connects to a smartphone via Bluetooth, and the LED lights will flash and blink every 2 seconds when a call comes in, regardless of whether the lamp is turned on or off. And the flash alerts continue until the call is answered or just dismissed. It supports most modern smartphones with the Bluetooth 5.0 standard, stays connected up to 50 feet away. $119. This is a tough week, Dee. I'm just telling you, it's a tough week. I spent some extra time on this. So if you don't win, it's okay, all right? Okay, product number three. Now, I don't know about you, but the algorithms used by Apple Music or Spotify don't always hit the mark when it comes to what you want to listen to. For some reason, I had like sitting on the dock of the bay the other day on my playlist. I'm like, where did that come from? So why not just have a device that can pick up your brain waves to figure out what musical mood you're in? That's the idea behind this headset, and it tries to make you more productive, they say, at work. You just download the app, link your Apple Music or Spotify account, you put on this headset, tracks your brain's electrical activities. So as you're listening, make suggestions in order to manage your focus, because the more focused you are, the better flow you're in, and it keeps you focused with music, and also mute any notifications over a certain amount of time. Works for 3 hours on a single charge. And, you know, there's a lot that we've discovered about the brain, but in reality, it's still just a big gray area. And this device costs $99 a month. Okay. So two are fake, and only one product's
wow,
real.
That's tough.
Okay. I know. I'm telling you, it's a tough week.
I'm going to narrow down to two, and I'm trying to decide between the two.
Okay, so
it's definitely not the music thing.
Okay, not that one. Then
I'm torn between the flashing light and the Wi-Fi. I'm not that techie, and I'm a senior citizen, so I'm not real up on the Wi-Fi stuff. But I have known phones that ring that flash the lights and things like that.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out if there was a key word in there, you know, like when it's true or false, or the word that tells you that.
Yeah. Just go with your gut, like I said. Go with your gut. What does your gut tell you?
My gut tells me it's the lamp thing.
All right. So Dee's final answer is the smart light-up table lamp that works whether it's on or off, not the sprinkler, not the more productive headset. Let's see what our judges say.
Oh, it was the water thing. Oh, shoot.
Shift into focus. Hack your flow and free your code.
Yeah.
Introducing the Crown.
Yes, hack your focus and free your code. It's a headset, Dee, that you're supposed
what?
To put on.
That was the
yes.
One?
Yes, that was it. And,
no.
and it, yes, and it looks at your electrical waves that are going in your brain, and
oh,
then
that's too scary.
And then if you're not focused, it'll get a few music that will get you focused. And
boy.
And it's $99 a month, and
no.
at some places, yeah, plus $890.
That's the one I thought
yes.
it wasn't, because that's just too sci-fi.
No, it's very, it's, isn't that,
that
frightening?
That is scary. That is freaky scary.
All right. So here's the deal. It was a tough week. So we're going to give you an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack just for
yay,
playing along.
I love the fanny packs. Oh,
yay. Yes. Although, you know, they're not called fanny packs anymore. You know what they're calling them now? Crossover
what?
Bags. Crossover
oh,
bags. I know.
Okay.
They're, you know, it still looks like a big fanny pack to me, but anyway. So we're going to send you the much coveted Kim Komando Show crossover bag fanny pack.
Thank you so much.
And there's no value; it's just priceless. And so you have a question for me, I understand.
Yes, I do. First of all, I want to tell you I am such a fan, and I'm thrilled to death to be talking to you because, like I said, I am a senior citizen. I'm not techie, and I turn to you for all the answers. Anytime I want to know something, I'll look it up on your website or say,
oh,
hey, I got
well, thank
to
you,
show. I got to find out the answer to this. So,
well, so
I have
thanks.
A really
so
tough question,
that.
And I haven't
okay.
seen this anywhere yet. I want
okay.
to know if there's any way to track the internet catfishers and scam artists, because my husband has fallen for it, and he's fallen for eight, as a matter of fact, and he has sent over $40,000 to these.
Oh,
bozos.
No, really?
Yeah.
What did the scammers tell him? What's the pitch?
Well, which one?
Yeah, right? There was eight
he's
of them.
Fallen,
and...
He's fallen for eight. He fell for the ransomware.
Okay.
And then he's doing one now where he's catfishing and he's having an exchange with someone who is not who he thinks it is. And I told him, every time you talk to this person, do you not realize it's a different person? Because it's not even pure English. It's broken English. It's a different person each time. And he thought he was helping somebody out and was sending them money.
Oh.
And supposedly her father died and was helping with the estate. So then he started sending money to the attorney, and I said, what attorney do you know that doesn't ask for an itemization or show you an itemization or tell you how much you've sent or anything
yeah.
else?
Retainer, something. Right?
Yeah, something. No documentation, no nothing, nothing signed. And I said, look at the way the guy's talking to you. What attorney talks like this?
Okay. So then, so why does he keep falling for this? What is the problem?
I don't know. I asked him, I said, are you desperate? What? I have pointed it out to him. I've showed him other scams.
Do you want me to talk to him?
I made him sit and watch the show Catfish.
But he still doesn't believe it.
I don't know. I don't know if he doesn't believe me or he's just so attached to the euphoria. But I've talked to other people that are falling for it too, but they usually wake up after a year.
Well, that's my concern, because we need to figure out a way to make him stop. And, you know, once they have his email address and phone numbers, he's on like the hot list.
Oh, it's
so that's
Kim. It's worse. I'm scared to death because, like an idiot, this so-called attorney asked him, well, you haven't had to pay taxes on all the money that you sent me or anything, have you? And he says, no. He says, well, I need to see a copy of your tax records and stuff. And like an idiot, he made a copy and sent him everything. So
okay.
he has our name, our address.
Okay, I don't mean to. I don't mean
number,
to.
Our social security, everything.
Okay, Dee, I don't mean to be harsh, but has he always been a dope? I mean, is this? I mean, is he just not that bright?
Yeah, but he's worse. He's worse now.
Okay. All right. Do you want me to talk to him?
I don't know if it would help.
I mean, other than that, you just got to take the internet away from this guy, or you got to, and you have to separate.
It's a cell phone. It's a cell phone.
Okay. Well, then you have to separate. Here's what I would do. I'd say, you know what? Half of this is mine. This is what I tell him. Half of this is mine. Okay. I'm going to take my half. Okay. And I'm going to put it into my bank account. Okay. And I'm not going to tell you where it is. And then if you want to lose your half, you lose your half. But this half is mine.
That's why I ended up having to go back to work because of this.
Well, you need to separate your finances because, you know, if you love this.
The problem is that he pays utilities and the utility checks are bouncing. I said, if you're going to do this, then pay the bills first and then pay these people. If you're going to feed into this con and this scam, pay them last, not first. I mean, he's had checking accounts closed. He's bounced checks. And
okay.
The problem
you know
is
what?
That
you
the
need,
account.
He, you know what, Dee? He needs psychological counseling.
Well,
I mean, he does.
I said, but he won't go.
Okay. Well, then you have no choice unless you want to work until you're 80 years old as a Walmart greeter. You have no choice but to give him a bottom line and say either this crap stops or I'm leaving. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't have a choice. And I hate to break up a marriage.
Oh, no, I threatened to kick him out because the house is my name. I own the house, but he pays the utilities.
Okay. Well, you know what? If he's capable of doing this, he's capable of putting that house in his name. So you have to, I'm telling you, and I'm sorry to tell you this because it's not, you know, it's not blue sky. This is not happy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to protect yourself. You got to think of numero uno right now. Because if he blows everything, you think you're going to call those Nigerians back and say, listen, I want my 100 grand, my 50 grand? Because right now it's 40 grand. 8 times he's fallen for this stuff. Dee, you got to make some tough decisions. You really do. You got to protect yourself, okay? You just think of you as number one. And if I can help, if I can help, I'm happy to talk to him. I'll call him on Monday and say, dude, what's going on here? And I'll give him some examples. I'll tell him what happens. Now, you can file some complaints at the Internet Crime Complaint Center. That's IC3.gov. That's IC3.gov. All right, stay right where you are. We have more of the show and tips coming right up. All right, back to the phones we go with Edward in Salem, Virginia. Hi, Edward.
Well, hi, Kim. How are you?
I love your accent, sir. You're so awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm calling you from the beautiful Lower Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, and it's beautiful here today.
Oh, that's
and
awesome. Thank you.
I want to tell you right up front that I love your show because you simplify things and make it simple for even a child or a senior like me to understand. And for that, I'm very grateful because I was raised up at a time when we couldn't even have an abacus to do math in class. So everything was done the long way.
I'm sure you had an abacus.
I had been pulled into this age by my children, kicking and screaming, and I'm probably more of a danger to myself in attempting to use computers and so forth than I like to think. But I've gotten to where I'm doing reasonably well, but when I do have a question, you always seem to answer it, whether I ask it or not, and that's the reason I listen to your show.
Well, thank you, Edward, and I want to make sure I have time to answer your questions, and I appreciate all your kind words. So how can I help you out?
All right, I'll get right to the point. I, as a grandfather, I like to take my phone and make videos of grandchildren when they're in special shows and events, sporting events and plays and things of that nature. But the question I have to you, is there an app, free preferably, that you might recommend whereby I can edit the videos that I have on my iPhone? Because obviously...
Oh, you know what? You have it right there, Edward. You've got it. Which you've got it right already on your phone, and it's super easy to use. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you the steps, and then I'm going to write them down for you. I'm going to send them to you, okay, Edward? right, is that great. What you're going to do is you're going to open the Photos app, and then you're going to tap the video that you want to edit. And then you're going to move the sliders to both sides of the video timeline to change the start and the stop times. And then if you hit the play button, you're going to preview that video that you just trimmed. And then the save video will only save the trimmed version of the video. And then you can also save it as a new clip, because this way you get both the original version and then you also get the trimmed version in your Photos library. So use the software that comes right on your phone, because it's made to do that and it's super easy to use. And I'm going to send you these instructions. And thank you so much for your kind words. We got more of the show coming up. Hey, I always stress the importance of regular data backups, and iDrive's cloud-based backup solution is just the best in the business. Head over to iDrive.com and be sure to use promo code Kim to save 90% off of the first year. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. Hey, listen, we have another hour coming up that you don't want to miss. And if you need links to anything that I mentioned, always remember you can always see them inside the Commando community in the Q&A forum. And we're brought to you here on the Westar by the Unit. I always like to start with something interesting, and I was over at my neighbor's house, and right by the front door, there's a basket, and it has a bunch of snacks in it with a note that says something like, "Dear delivery person, please take a snack as our thank you for putting our packages so neatly by our front door." And let me tell you, I buy so much on Amazon.com. I mean, anything from cleaning supplies to vitamins, and my Amazon delivery guy is the same person I get every single day. He's super nice, and he leaves the packages just neatly stacked right by the front door. And he actually rang the doorbell the other day and said, "Hey, Kim, are you okay? I just want to let you know because I don't have any deliveries for you today." I was like, "Oh, my gosh, you're so cute." And you see, on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to yet another hour of the Kim Komando Show. It's the nation's most trusted source for all things digital. We're the largest tech show in the entire universe. And you can find us here in the United States on over 420 top stations. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. You can find us just by searching Komando. And you can also find us streaming as a podcast, webcast over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and Space Force, who are protecting our great nation as I speak and listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you have a question for me and you don't want to actually call, you can always drop me an email. And the best place to do that, I read every single note that gets sent to me over at Komando.com. And in the top right-hand corner of the page, there's a link that says Email Kim. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about where this whole tech race is headed, some new developments and changes that will affect your digital life. And let's start by talking about how great it was when you cut the cable, because you were able to save so much more money because you signed up for streaming services for your favorite movies and shows. Well, this may no longer be the case. If you haven't looked at your streaming services bills lately, I'm talking about how much in total you're paying for every single streaming service. It's time to pull out the calculator, because this math is just too much for you to do in your head. Like some examples. Disney's raising the monthly price of ESPN Plus to $10. That's a 43% jump. Starting August 23rd, the annual plan is going up by $30, or $100 a year. Back in November, Hulu raised its live TV prices from $65 a year to $70 a year. In March, Netflix hiked up its premium plan to $20 a month. So you may not be saving all that much money anymore. So what you want to do is limit the number of streaming services you're actually signed up for versus how many that you are using. There are usually these 30-day free trials, but remember, after that, you do have to start paying. I mean, I thought about streaming Sylvester Stallone movies, but unfortunately, it's not going good. I'm off to a rocky start. Yes. Number two on our list, it's a tough job to be a YouTube influencer. I saw a survey the other day. Listen to this. That 40% of the people between the ages of 18 and 24 say that their ultimate career goal is for them to be a YouTube influencer. They don't want to be a doctor, lawyer, teacher, entrepreneur, startup, whatever it may be, engineer, real estate investor. No, they want to be a YouTube influencer. You know, it looks glamorous enough, right? You do a couple of videos a day, you sit back and you watch the millions of people view your content, you make money from advertisers, and you're probably going to make more money now by selling some merch or merchandise. Now, the actual rates an advertiser pay varies, but in case you ever wondered, it averages out to be 18 cents per view. A YouTube channel would then, for every 1,000 views, make $18. This is about $3 to $5 per $1,000 view. So some 1,000 view. So if you're just thinking $18, that's the bottom line for 1,000 views. So you can see, unless you are a major YouTube influencer, you're not making a lot of money. But if you are, merchandise is top of mind because those advertising rates are going down. So what can you sell? One science influencer is selling a science kit of the month club. A makeup influencer is selling custom lip shades. And of course, the big dog is Mr. Beast, and he sells anything he can, up to and including hamburgers. So as YouTube realizes this, that's why there's a brand new partnership I was going to tell you about with Shopify. So YouTube is going to take a small cut of the deal. But if you're a YouTube influencer, you know one, just know that merchandise is really the next wave. Number three on our list is don't buy a new MacBook today. No, no, no. You might remember Apple dumped Intel chips so that this way they could come up with their own chips. And they have names like M1 Pro, M1 Max. And when Apple updated the MacBooks last year, they added a few new things. You got MagSafe charging, some more ports, and of course, better displays. Now, those MacBooks run the M1 Pro and the M1 Max chips. Now, this coming fall, Apple, if the rumor is correct, and it probably is, they're going to be shipping 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros that are running on the newer, better, faster M2 chips. And I'm sure we're going to see other features too, like better graphics performance, hopefully longer battery life, and maybe even better displays. So, bottom line is this. Unless you absolutely, totally need a brand new MacBook Pro today, and you cannot simply live without it, wait until the fall until the new ones are released. It's kind of like buying that 2022 car model when you know the 2023s are just like a month or so away. Number four on our list is Amazon wants to control and collect your body stats too. Now, before I get to that story, I put together a list of everything that Amazon sells and owns on its website. Now, the list is pretty long, and I'm going to buzz through it very quickly, but I want you to realize how much Amazon truly owns when you're shopping on Amazon.com, okay? So again, the list is long, just have patience, and I'm sure you're going to recognize some names in here. So when you're shopping on Amazon, you think it's a third party when it's really just Amazon. Okay, Amazon Collection is top of the list. Okay, that's all jewelry, wedding pieces, engagement rings, things like that. Amazon Essentials, that's comfortable, affordable clothing, they say, for the entire family. Pinzon, that is an Amazon-owned product, but they sell bedding and towels. Solimo, it's just everyday household goods, personal care, pet products, household essentials. Amazon Elements, they own, a health brand, multivitamins, minerals, herbal, botanical supplements. Good Threads, denim jeans, casual clothing. The perfect crew neck t-shirt is their top seller. Daily Ritual, they focus on chic and they say stylish casual wear staples, also owned by Amazon. Another Amazon company, Lark & Row, a woman's fashion brand, they say offer work to wow clothing. May, women's sleepwear, swimwear, lingerie. Mama Bear, products for babies and kids, baby food, multivitamins, gentle laundry detergent. Presto, household essentials, toilet paper, paper towels. Stone & Beam, home and kitchen brand. Rustic style furniture, home products. Happy Belly. This is a private label for packaged goods. 365 everyday value. That's the store brand of Whole Foods, of course. Mountain Falls, health, beauty, personal care products. Rivet Furniture, mid-century industrial modern design. Cable Stitch, a women's fashion brand, focuses on sweaters and cable knit clothing. Button Down, a men's fashion brand. And that's just some of them. And Amazon also owns 40 other subsidiaries, Amazon Web Services, Audible, Diapers.com, Goodreads, TV, Kiva Systems, ShopBot, Teach Street, Twitch, Zappos, and Zooks. Major, major company, right? Well, the reason why I bring this up is just the other day, they bought a little-known medical company provider for $3.9 billion. It's called One Medical. And basically what it is, it's an app and a website where you can book appointments, track your health records, renew prescriptions. You sign up on your own. You get charged an annual fee of about $200. You get on-demand video health consultations, other benefits. And where do you think all that data is going to be going? Yes, you're following me. And to think, Amazon started as a small site selling used books. Finally, number five on our list, Nerf guns are going high-tech, kinda. All right, I love Nerf guns. Hasbro has totally upped the game with the new Nerf Pro Gelfire Mythic Full Auto Blaster. Woo! Gone are the flimsy darts. You're now shooting gels, baby. You can launch up to 10 rounds per second, holds 800 rounds. You get 10,000 dehydrator rounds with the blaster. Just need water to expand in size. And then this gel comes out of the Gelfire Mythic. The blaster has an extendable stock, removable barrel, rechargeable battery with a USB-C, USB-A charging cable. $79.99. I have one on pre-order, just to let you know, on Amazon. You know, best of all, you don't have to run around and pick up those darts after a Nerf battle anymore. I mean, two foam darts to the head is plenty, but one is a Nerf. Yes. All right, coming up, we have five ways to use an old iPhone or Android, and we've got what you're going to be doing about this political email spam that's coming to your inbox and how you can remove your home from Google Street View. We have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. If you have not already claimed your free Windows or Mac guide, hey, what are you waiting for? Go there right now. Head over to commando.com/free guides. And it has all kinds of insider secrets and great little things that you're going to use. And we also have a list of free downloads. And so you don't have to worry about if you're going to download any type of malware or anything like that. And we've got photo editing tips, keyboard shortcuts. Really, these things are jam-packed. So get your free Windows or Mac guide. It's our special thank you for checking out all of our shows and tips and good stuff like that. And that's commando.com/free guide. Let's see. How about we start with Myra in Peoria, Illinois. Hi there, Myra.
Hello. Good to talk
Welcome.
With you, Kim. My first time talking with a digital goddess, and let alone okay. one that knows what a mainframe is.
Oh, yes. Isn't that something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those were the good old days. I was explaining to somebody the other day recently that we used to have these computers that would fill up like rooms, right? It was just crazy. Now we just carry everything around on our phone.
Yep, in our pocket.
So what's going on with you? How can I help you out?
Well, my husband has been diagnosed with behavioral variant frontotemporal dementia, and okay. he's very susceptible to scams. He's been scammed several times. I am petitioning for guardianship, financial guardianship, but I was hoping you could give me some technology help or advice for help to monitor his social media activity, phone calls, things like that, that can give me maybe a heads up when he's being scammed.
Well, there are various tools, and there are, I hate to use the word spying tools, that will record everything in the background so you could go in and you could actually get flagged on his phone for certain words. And it's almost like you could see a video of everything that he's doing during the day on his phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of tablet does he have?
He has got a Samsung. I don't know what it is for sure. Android.
Android. Oh. The phone. I don't want to recommend a specific spy app for you. What kind of phone does he have?
It's a Samsung.
Okay. All right. I don't want to recommend a specific Samsung phone or spying app because there's been some changes because of some legal, what constitutes spying, who has the ability to do it. And so I'm not really sure where that is. But I will tell you that Samsung has the Samsung Galaxy tablet, they have some pretty good parental controls on that. That may be all you need to actually turn them on because you can monitor 30 plus types of files in the parental controls. There's a program called KlevGuard, and I'll give you a link to that. But it allows you to see like what he's doing on social media, what type of phone calls, YouTube, TikTok, search history. You can remotely track without knowing. It's actually kind of scary. Listen to this, is that you can tap into his phone surroundings and you can hear what he's hearing without him knowing. You can record the phone screen of whatever he's looking at. So in case you ever needed proof of something, you could record that. And so there are – this might be – actually, now that I say it, this might be the program that you could use. I mean, Samsung, like I said, they do have their own parental controls, but I think you need something a little bit more heavy duty for this. So let me give you a link to this particular program. It does. I know that it works on a Samsung Galaxy tablet, which means it probably works on the Samsung phone as well. And for everybody else, I'll put a link to it inside the Commando community. But Myra, just one little piece of advice to you. Make sure you take time for you, okay? All right?
Thank you very much.
Because it's easy to get sucked down into this hole, right? So,
yeah. And
it's going to be hard for you. You're in for a hard road. And if there's anything I can do to help you out in that regard, you know, some good meditation apps, you know, if you are religious, I'm Catholic and I use an app called Halo to listen to Father Mike homilies and, you know, prayers of the day and good stuff like that. But just make sure that you take some time for you too, Myra, because that's very, very stressful. It is. And we'll post that link inside the Commando community. All right, let's talk about Total AV. For complete security across all your devices, I trust Total AV's industry-leading antivirus security suite. Head to protectwithkim.com today for an exclusive introductory rate of only $19 for the first year. That's protectwithkim.com. Once again, protectwithkim.com. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about your photos, how you can organize it, keep them all scan the best way to store them, to protect them, with Ali Seligman. She's our amazing content queen. And then later on, we've got a fabulous tip that you don't want to miss about, you know, the things that you have to do because political email's coming. That's all to come here on the Kim Commando Show. All right. Let's talk about five ways to use an old iPhone or Android. Because if you've got it sitting in the drawer, you might as well use it. And let's start with the kids. Old phones are great for kids who aren't ready for their own phone quite yet. Simply connect it to Wi-Fi. That's right. No cell phone plan is required. And they can use the camera, listen to music, play games, hop on TikTok, and make calls over Wi-Fi. Number two, if you're tired of looking at that streaming remote, yes, it's clutter on the coffee table. Amazon, Apple, Roku, and also your Samsung, LG, they all have their own mobile apps so you can use your old phone as a remote. Number three, you can turn that old phone into a dedicated webcam for all your Google Meet and Zoom calls and Teams calls. And while you're at it, brings us to number four, the Alfred app. Your phone can do double duty as a security cam. And finally, number five, all phones must be able to call 911 without a SIM card or a cell phone plan. So as long as the phone has power, that phone can make you make a call in the event of an emergency. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about the secret about fast chargers no one wants you to know. And we're talking about how you can remove your home from Google Street View and also political email. It's coming to your inbox. But before we get to all of that great stuff, joining us is our ever-so-smart, amazing content queen, Ali Seligman. Hello, Ali.
Hello, Kim.
So I'm sure you've noticed we've been getting a lot of calls from people who are wanting to finally organize their photo collection.
Oh.
How many photos do you have, do you think?
Tens of thousands, really. I think, you know, probably in the 20,000 range.
Yeah, I last time I looked, it was 26,000. So I actually looked recently, and I'm up to like 29,000.
It's a lot.
And I know. And it's like, where do all these pictures come from? So I've been actually making, like, I've been a good girl. And while I'm sitting there, like, watching Netflix or something, I'm actually deleting photos. Like,
whoa, good for you.
Yes. And all the screenshots that just pop up.
Yes.
And you're like, why did I do that? Why do I need 10 pictures of, like, an ice cream cone?
Right. The same bagel. Like, just
yes.
There's one good one. Delete the rest. That is actually
exactly.
A really good tip. And, you know, something that is going to help you once you get everything sorted. When you're trying to do that upkeep later, just delete things. If you take four photos of your sandwich and you get your good one that you send all your friends,
yes.
Just delete the rest. It just takes a minute.
And so but it brings up a point. So when you start looking at all your photos, the problem is that people have photos in so many different places.
Oh my gosh, everywhere, right? It's not just your phone. Yes, there's a lot on your phone, but on your computer, on your old phone, on your old laptop, on maybe your tablet. In your email, right? When people email you pictures.
Yes. Social media.
Social
texting.
Media. Texting. Texting is a great one. I was just thinking about that. I've got all these great photos that, I don't know, my dad sends me of him and my mom or, you know, my brother sends of my nephews. And you don't really think about those, but those can be part of your photo collection.
Yeah. And iMessages, they actually has a pretty handy button. Just download right next to it.
So nice.
And it would just add it right to your photo collection. Although I will tell you that my husband, Barry, My niece has a son, and Barry will look at me. He's like, oh, what did you get? I'm like, oh, another photo of Owen. And then Barry looks at me and goes, that is the most photographed child in the entire world.
Oh, so, is he the first child?
Yes. There you go. Of course. That's it.
Yeah. So they're everywhere, right? That's kind of your first step. If you are thinking, oh my gosh, I have so many photos. What am I going to do? How do I know what I have? You have to gather them all first. That's kind of your first step. So like we said, look at all your old devices, any phone that still powers on. I bet there's some pictures on it.
Yes.
Maybe they're not going to be great quality, but they're there.
But you know, there's also, I just got an email this morning, Shutterfly, and it said, here's a memory of yours from 10 years ago.
Oh, man.
Okay. I sat there. I went, whoa, I forgot I had a Shutterfly account.
Why does Shutterfly know about me 10 years ago?
Right?
I always love those. I use Google Photos. I have an Android. And every time I get that little notification, see what you were doing 3 years ago. Or, you know, I'm up to, I think, three years ago.
You were sitting on the couch. Okay. Okay.
3 years ago, actually, I was taking videos of the studio.
Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah. 2 years ago, you were sitting on
Very
the couch.
Much so. That's yes.
Okay. All right. All right. So once you get them all gathered up, and of course you have USB drives and any other type of media,
yep,
like you mentioned, old phones. And so you get them into one spot, like some nice dedicated place on your drive. So I think your next step is to probably weed through the duplicates.
That is true. I don't want to forget physical photos, right? Because a lot of us have those. Memories from long ago, because, you know, pictures used to not just be on our phones or on our computers. So if you've got boxes of photos, if you've got photo albums, something that you told me, Kim, that I thought was so smart. If you have old family photo albums, you know, or just picture frames, do a little digging in there, because some people actually store extras.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That happened when I was cleaning up after Barry's father passed away. I started taking some of the frames off the wall, and it was like a corner. I mean, I just opened up one because I just wanted that picture. And then all of a sudden there were like 10 pictures there. I'm like, oh my God, this is like so cool.
Yeah.
And then also, if you're going to be taking pictures, that's where that Google Photo Scan app really comes in handy.
Exactly.
Because you can take pictures of pictures, and you don't have to like get them out of those photo albums and rip them all apart.
It works really well. You might think, well, there's going to be glare. It's not going to look very good. It's going to look like a picture of a picture. No, it actually works really, really well. It's called, again, Google Photo Scan. You can get it for iPhone and Android. Of course, if you have a ton, you might want to use a scanner. This is not an ad, but I have used the Epson FastPhoto. It works really well, and you don't have to sort through all kinds of different, you know, sizes and everything, so you can just put them all in one go.
And what I also like about the FastPhoto is that if there's any handwritten notes on the back of the photo, you get those too.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Okay. So you've got everything digitized, right? And yes, then we need to go through and figure out what do you want to keep and what do you want to get rid of. So trying to do this manually is rough.
Hard.
Yes. And like you said, you can kind of control going forward, right? You can try to take better care, but you're not going to want to go back and delete all those duplicates from years and years ago. So you're going to want to use a program for that. We've got some good options. I don't expect you to remember the names, but don't worry. We've got all this over on commander.com. I will say them, though. For Apple and Android, we like Remo Duplicate Photos Remover. Works really well. It's free. All these are free. For Mac, Photos Duplicate Cleaner works well. And then if you're on a Windows PC, Duplicate Cleaner. So these are going to help you sort through the mess and make sure, okay, I don't have that same picture of, you know, my dog 8 different times with 8 different file names. It will help you actually weed those things out. Where are you going to store all these things, right? That's another question. So it depends. What are you already using? If you are an Android person like me, maybe you're just already using Google Photos. Okay, stick there. It's actually really smart. It's got good sorting. If you are like him and you have an iPhone, you're an Apple person, iCloud. Yes, you're probably going to have to pay for some extra storage because
we're
all going to go beyond just that free storage tier. And it depends. You can pay, you know, between $2 and $10 a month. At the $10 level, you're going to get a lot of storage, like 2 terabytes. So it's a lot. That's probably enough for all your photos. And then there are options, you know, if you're a real photography buff, you can always get the Adobe Lightroom package, which comes with all kinds of software, is really nice. But once they're all stored up, they're organized, then I think we're kind of looking at keeping things clean going forward, right? And organizing. Mm,
yeah. Yes. And then also, like, you know, sharing them with family members and friends. But it's a very daunting task. Just, you know, this whole thing about getting all the photos organized, because it's overwhelming.
It is.
Quite frankly. Yeah. I mean, because I'm thinking of, you know, when my mother passed away, I have a trunk full of photo albums.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about like a little Foot Locker trunk. I'm talking like a steamroller trunk, like huge trunk. And I, you know, and I keep saying, no, I'm going to do like one photo album a month.
Sure. You could do it that way. You could set it, you know, set yourself a little goal so you do it incrementally. I think it could also be fun to make it an event. What if you had a little get together and you got some of the family and you said, let's look through these. Let's do them. And then
that would be
take
fun.
Turns. That's a sweet... Some people are scanning. Some people are doing whatever. But then you get to reminisce and go through all those memories together.
That's a great idea. I think we'll do that. Okay. So now we have – okay, so we've organized it. We've gotten rid of the duplicates. We've scanned. Of course, you could always pay a service to get your photos. And that's always easiest, but that's going to cost you a lot of money.
A lot of money.
we got and now we have a rule going forward that instead of taking 10 photos, we're just going to take maybe 5 and then keep one.
I think that's a great rule. Yes.
I think that's it. Now, so you gave links to all these, and I'm sure everybody's sitting there going, I need that duplicate finder program, Allie Seligman. Where can I get it? Well, it's over on the website, and it's posted because it's our digital life hacks tip this week, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, we've got links to all this stuff. If you need more storage, we'll show you how much it costs. Yeah, we'll walk you through the whole process. It is daunting, like you said, Kim, but once you know what you have to do, it makes it a lot less daunting. You can just take it one step at a time, and there's no timeline. If it takes you 6 months to organize your photos, who cares?
It's true. And so because it's too hot to go outside.
Exactly. So stay inside and get your pictures organized.
Yes, exactly. Now is the time for you to do that. Yes.
Yes.
Allie, thanks for joining us. And don't forget, you can always find that tip, everything that we just talked about with Allie, over at the website, commando.com. Great job, Allie, as always. All right. Before we get to talking about political email scam, let's see. Back to the phones we go with Doug in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Hi there, Doug.
Hi, Kim. I'm very glad that you invited me to have my 7 minutes of fame on your program.
Awesome. Thank you, Doug. Thank you. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I have a bunch of scans that I want to put into a Dropbox file so I can carry them around on my iPad and so on. About 100 scans. And what I have been doing is putting them in a publisher file. In the publisher file, I can edit them. I can change the order. I can put in text to go with them and so on. And then the publisher file, I can convert it to a PDF, and the PDF can go into my Dropbox.
Okay. So this way you have everything around with you.
Right. The trouble is, when I do this, the PDF that I end up with, a few of the scans drop out. Maybe out of 100, maybe 3 or 4 will drop out, and 1 or 2 will actually come incomplete. I don't understand how that can happen.
So wait, whoa. So when you're converting the publisher files to a PDF, you're losing some of the content in there? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. I'm losing a few scans, and 1 or 2 of them.
What are these files of? What are these files of?
Pardon me?
What are the files of?
Oh,
it's actually
a stamp collection. So they're files of stamps, or more likely of covers, meaning envelopes with the stamp on them, or before stamps with the postal markings on them and so on. So that's what it is. So I'm putting them together sort of like a PowerPoint, but I want to go through and look at them, you know, on my iPad.
Well, I know you're not going to like my answer, but you're using the wrong tool for the job.
Okay.
Right now, there are some fabulous stamp collecting apps that will take a picture of your stamps, and then it'll tell you, you know, you can write descriptions and put notes and everything. But it's also tie it to a stamp collecting website. You could tie it to eBay so that you can see what exactly these stamps are worth. And then you have your whole collection with you at your disposal right there on your phone. So let me do this. Let me put together a couple of really great stamp collecting apps for you. Let me put a note there. And I'll put those links for you over inside the Commando community in the Q&A forum, Doug. And I think that's – you're using just the wrong tool for the job. We're going to give you the right tool. All right, let's do a great tip. And this week is brought to you by iDrive. Protecting your most valuable data, photos, videos, and important business documents, it's just crucial. But before you throw everything up on a free storage account, remember that you're really paying with your privacy. More often than not, these free services just aim to collect and sell your data to third parties. That's why I trust iDrive's affordable and secure cloud backup. It's easy to use and includes generous storage. And iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and a lot more, all into a single account. With their military-grade encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is always safe. And I just love that I can automate backups and never have to worry about not losing access to important data or running out of space. Plans start at less than $7 a month. When you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you get 90% off of the first year. Just head over to iDrive.com, use my name, Kim, iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right, political spam is going to be coming to your inbox. So how do you block it? Ugh. Well, here's what you want to do. You want to stop it before it starts. And so you're going to set up these spam filters and in your Gmail account and look at candidate names, email addresses, the district, the race. And you can also filter by words like ballot, vote, primaries, et cetera. We've got all the steps and the words that you want to use over on the website. Just head over to commando.com. And just search for political spam. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls. And we also have a tip about fast chargers that nobody wants to tell you about, except for me, here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, back to all of your great phone calls we go with Mike in Bakersfield, California. Hi there, Mike.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
I have a small food-related business that all we do is deliver. And we do it by, you know, we have about 70 to 90 deliveries a day. And
wow, good for you.
We do it in four different parts, you know, the city divided up into four. What I'm looking for is a app that I can enter the addresses and it'll route us.
Oh, well, that's easy.
I've used one before, but it didn't really do the job that I needed.
So what have you tried before?
Well, I've just tried I don't remember anything because I've just used like regular mapping.
Okay. You know? And then are you using anything like Square online or anything like that to take orders?
We use Square, but our POS system is Touch Bistro.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, with Square, and are you guys doing your own deliveries or are you farming this out to like DoorDash or whatever?
No, we do all our own in-house deliveries. So why we are able to, we don't come back and forth. You know, it's just like once they're done, you're out there and you keep delivering.
Oh, you're going. Okay. I got you. I'm following you. You know, Google Maps is pretty powerful for routing directions. Let me find a video that will show you how to set that up. And let's start with Google Maps because that's going to be the most comprehensive. And then plus you have traffic conditions that you'll be able to see on that map as well as you can also say, you know, you can reserve a parking spot now on Google Maps. And it's really a full-fledged mapping system. So it's not just, you know, getting from point A to point B anymore. You can also look at Google Maps and it'll tell you the right time to leave based upon what you want to when you want to get to that first particular spot. So I think it has some inherent built-in tools that I think you'll really enjoy. So, Mike, I'll put together a list of some tips for you and some videos that I'll hunt down for you to help you out with that. And thank you so much for your call. Still to come, we have the secret about fast chargers no one wants you to know here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, let's play true or false. Can you use any charger with your smartphone or tablet as long as it has the right port connector? Well, it is true you can use any charger with the device, but whether you should, that's the question. There's tons of chargers out there. But here's the deal. You want to make sure that whatever charger that you have supports whatever wattage that you need. Like, you don't want to connect a 40-watt charger to your iPhone because it only needs 27 watts. You know, just some common sense there just to keep in mind. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here. And don't forget, you can always find me 24/7 at KOMAIndio.com.